Today we begin a new liturgical year and the season of Advent, a time where we contemplate the three comings of Christ. First, at his birth at the first Christmas. Second, in the present, in our souls and lives daily, especially in the Eucharist. And finally, his return at the end of time. It's certainly a time of watchful waiting, and most definitely a time of preparedness. It also changes the meaning of time. In essence, it brings the eternity into history, sort of brings the eternal now into the temporal now. We all know and are well familiar with the preparedness that goes with this holiday season. The gift buying, the baking, the decorating, visits from family, the parties, I could go on and on. We even start to see Christmas decorations and items in our stores even before Halloween arrives. But where's our focus? Where should it be? Have our priorities been misplaced? Where does Christ fit into all of this? Today's readings challenge us to awake from our spiritual slumber and clothe ourselves in Christ and to live lives constantly ready for our Lord's return. Both Paul in his letter to the Romans and Matthew in today's gospel call us to be alert, be active, be holy, for the day of salvation is at hand. In his warning, Christ isn't calling us to simply know the time of his return, because that time is unknown. Rather, he's calling us to live it each and every day of our lives. St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, challenges us to cast off the darkness of indifference, put on the light, the armor of light. In essence, put on Christ. In this time of festive and commercial celebration, that's quite a challenge for each and every one of us. So how do we go about doing what Paul challenges us to do? Well, perhaps we need to examine the darkness in our lives, such as gossip, envy, excess entertainment, or neglect of our prayer lives. And in place, put on and adopt that armor of light, such as daily scripture reading, the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, and simple acts of charity. Today's gospel, Jesus likens his return to the days of Noah before the flood, where people were eating and drinking and marrying. People were preoccupied with other stuff, just like we tend to do during this time of the year. Our call to be alert and ready demands we pay attention to the needs of our fellow brothers and sisters in our midst and to listen to them. Our waiting doesn't mean that we pause or take a break, take us out of history and wait for Christ's return. Rather, it calls us to become active and actively involved every day as we are all hoping for the God who has come and is in our very midst. This hopeful waiting isn't easy. It acts on our souls much like a refiner's fire would purify and melt a jeweler's gold. The only thing we truly know about the end of time is that soon can be a very long time. So we don't know the hour or the day or the minute. So what? What difference does that really make? What does make a difference is the way we live our lives in this hopeful anticipation. How are we nurturing our relationship with the living God in our very midst? How are we caring for the least of our brothers and sisters in Christ who are marginalized by society and are living on the fringes? That's the question Christ will pose to each and every one of us. That is how we make a difference. The culture in Jesus' time was very present-oriented. They couldn't see the past the events of each day. That's very different from our culture today, who tends to think a lot in terms of the future, such as my retirement, my next job, when my children grow up, and so on. But the people to whom Matthew was writing to in this gospel expected Jesus' immediate return. And Matthew tries to console them by getting them to focus a bit and think and act beyond today, and think a little bit about the future and to focus on a day in the future of future glory. Clearly, that's a delicate balance. Challenge for us today is quite a bit different. We sometimes tend to get so preoccupied with the future and future things that we miss the present entirely. We miss Christ, who might very well be that stranger we encounter on the street that's simply in need of a kind word. So we too need to strike that balance between the here and now and the future as well. So Jesus' message in the gospel today boils down to really three simple points. The first point, he's really coming back. We just don't know all the details, but we do know one, as our gospel today reminds us. One will be taken and one will be left back. Not everyone's going to heaven. That's a tough pill for us to swallow, but we believe it because Jesus told us so. Second point, we don't know when it will happen. It may be tomorrow or it may be 1,000 years from now. And Jesus deliberately doesn't tell us so. Why? So we'll be ready at any moment. And the third point is our readiness. This is the most practical point. He'll come to us at the end of time, and he will come to each one of us at our earthly death, which we don't know when that will occur. So we must be ready to die at any time. Jesus asks each of us life's most important question. Are we ready to die? Are we right with God? This question doesn't mean are we good enough to go to heaven, because nobody is. Rather, it means have we received the life of Christ into our soul by faith and baptism, and have we repented for our sins? Face it, we're all human. God knows that. That's why he gave us the sacrament of confession. And I encourage everybody, especially during this season, to take advantage of the gift of this beautiful sacrament. I'll leave you with this one last question. If Jesus came back tonight, what would you say to him? Think about your answer, because he will come back. Will your answer be, Lord, look how good I am and look how good I've been? Or will it be, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner?